Welcome to the United States Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, the Trump administration faces lawsuits from Democrats and nonprofits over a controversial elections executive order. Second, a Senate vote to reverse Trump's tariffs on Canada is testing Republican support. Third, Trump's nominee to be the next Joint Chiefs Chairman will face senators' questions. Finally, the Supreme Court appears likely to side with the Catholic Church and Trump in a key religious exemption case. Kicking off today's coverage, the Trump administration is under legal fire, as Democrats and advocacy groups have filed lawsuits over an executive order that could significantly alter federal elections. The order introduces a proof of citizenship requirement and aims to prevent states from counting mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day. Democratic leaders, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, along with the Democratic National Committee, argue that President Donald Trump's order is unconstitutional. They claim it represents an unlawful attempt to skew the electoral playing field in favor of Trump's political interests. The lawsuits, filed in the district court in Washington, D.C., assert that Trump lacks the authority to enforce such sweeping changes. The Democratic groups, represented by Elias Law Group, argue that the order could make it more difficult to register to vote and cast a ballot, potentially affecting even Trump's own supporters. They also allege that the order would compel federal agencies to disclose sensitive personal information about millions of voters to the Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOESH, which is headed by Elon Musk. Meanwhile, a coalition of pro-voter organizations, including the Campaign Legal Center and the League of United Latin American Citizens, have also filed a lawsuit. They describe the order as an attack on the constitutionally mandated checks and balances that ensure fair and free elections. Sarah Strider, executive director of the Secure Families Initiative, highlighted concerns that the order could disenfranchise military families stationed abroad, whose ballots might not be counted due to mail delays beyond their control. In response, the White House has defended the executive order, with Principal Deputy Press Secretary Harrison Fields accusing Democrats of showing disdain for the Constitution. Fields stated that the Trump administration is committed to ensuring free, fair, and honest elections, asserting that the order is a necessary step to secure the integrity of American elections. This legal battle underscores the ongoing tensions between the Trump administration and Democratic leaders over voting rights and election integrity. As these lawsuits progress, they could reshape the landscape of federal election laws and influence public opinion on the balance between election security and voter access. We'll be watching closely to see how this unfolds and what impacts it may have on the upcoming elections. Senate vote challenges Trump's tariffs on Canada. In a significant test of Republican support, the Senate is preparing to vote on a resolution to reverse President Donald Trump's tariffs on Canadian imports. The resolution, introduced by Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, aims to nullify the emergency declaration that Trump used to justify the tariffs, which he claims are necessary to combat the flow of illegal drugs into the United States from Canada. While Republicans have generally supported Trump's trade policies, this vote presents a chance for them to express their concerns about the potential economic impact of these tariffs. The tariffs have been criticized for potentially increasing the cost of goods, including food and construction materials, which could exacerbate existing inflationary pressures. The context of these tariffs is critical as they represent a shift away from the traditional Republican support for free trade. Trump's approach has been to use tariffs as a negotiating tool, a strategy that has divided the party and raised concerns about the broader implications for the United States economy. If the Senate passes the resolution, it would still need approval from the Republican-controlled House. However, the vote itself is a barometer of Republican willingness to challenge Trump on trade issues. Some Republicans, like Senate Majority Leader John Thune, have defended the tariffs as a means to achieve specific goals, such as reducing drug trafficking. Yet, others in the party are wary of the economic disruptions that tariffs can cause. the potential outcomes of this vote are significant. A successful reversal could signal a shift in Republican alignment on trade policies and suggest a growing willingness to oppose Trump when economic concerns are at stake. On the other hand, if the resolution fails, it could reinforce Trump's influence over the party's trade stance and embolden further use of tariffs as a policy tool. Overall, this vote is not just about tariffs. It is about the future direction of the Republican Party's economic policies and its relationship with Trump's legacy. As the Senate prepares for this crucial decision, the political landscape could be poised for a notable realignment. Next up, we turn our attention to Trump's nominee for the next Joint Chiefs Chairman, who is set to face questions from senators. Stay tuned. Trump's nominee for Joint Chiefs Chairman to face Senate scrutiny. President Donald Trump's nominee for Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Razen Kane, is set to face a Senate confirmation hearing. This hearing is pivotal as Kane, a decorated F-16 combat pilot, does not meet the traditional prerequisites for the role, though these can be waived by the president. His nomination follows the firing of former Chairman General C.Q. Brown Jr., a move that has stirred controversy given Brown's support for diversity and inclusion initiatives. Kane's military career is notable for his leadership roles in Special Operations Commands and classified Pentagon programs. However, his nomination raises questions about his independence from Trump, especially after the president's tumultuous relationship with former Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley. Milley famously resisted what he perceived as attempts to politicize the military, emphasizing the armed forces' allegiance to the Constitution. The Senate Armed Services Committee will probe Kane's qualifications and his potential to maintain the military's nonpartisan stance. His confirmation would require him to be sworn back into active duty and promoted to four-star general. Kane's extensive experience includes serving as the commander of a Special Operations Task Force in Iraq and as Associate Director for Military Affairs at the Central Intelligence Agency. This nomination is significant as it reflects Trump's preference for a military leader with whom he feels comfortable, despite the lack of traditional qualifications. The outcome of this hearing could influence the perception of Trump's influence over the military and the willingness of the Senate to challenge his appointments. In other news, we continue to monitor developments in the Supreme Court as it considers a key religious exemption case. Stay tuned. Supreme Court considers religious exemption in Wisconsin case. In a case that could have broad implications for religious liberty, the United States Supreme Court appears likely to side with Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Superior, Wisconsin, in their legal battle against the state. The case revolves around a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling that denied the charity an exemption from the state's unemployment payment program, arguing it does not engage in typical religious activities. Catholic Charities argues that their mission to help the disabled, elderly, and those in poverty is a fundamental expression of their faith. The Trump Justice Department has supported the charity, asserting that federal tax law exemptions protect the rights of religious institutions, which should apply here. This legal dispute highlights the tension between state definitions of religious activity and the First Amendment's protection of religious freedom. During the hearing, several justices, including Justice Neil Gorsuch, expressed concerns over the state's involvement in determining religious practice, suggesting it could violate the First Amendment by choosing which religious behaviors qualify for exemptions. The case also touches on broader issues of religious freedom and the role of government in defining religious activities. Justice Elena Kagan noted the complexities in ensuring that no religion is favored over another, emphasizing the importance of not entangling state decisions with religious doctrine. If the Supreme Court rules in favor of Catholic Charities, it could set a precedent for how religious organizations are treated under state laws, potentially broadening the scope of religious exemptions. This outcome could reinforce conservative values of religious freedom and limited government intervention in religious matters. The decision could also influence public opinion on the balance between religious liberty and state regulations, a topic of significant relevance in today's political discourse. We'll be keeping an eye on the ruling and its potential impact on religious organizations across the United States. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.